Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
So this is about that free speech is not absolute. There are things that can limit free speech.
There must be a reckoning by the tech companies for the role that they play in undermining the information ecosystem that is absolutely essential for the functioning of any democracy.
You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is there dancing allowed in New Mexico, Governor?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're socially distanced and you're wearing a mask and you meet the other requirements, yes.
We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
How can you dance and be socially distanced at the same time? We haven't spent enough time talking about the governor of New Mexico. You know, we have a new affiliate in New Mexico, so I wanted to throw that in. But she's a real piece of work. I mean, she doesn't have as big a state population-wise as some of the other frauds that we talk about on a daily basis. But she's right up there. She's right up there. She bought the jewelry last year when she had somebody just leave it out in front of her house, and she had some one of her aides or a state cop or somebody pick it up. She's really something. And now, as long as you socially distance when you dance, it's okay. Oh, okay. All right. Can we quote you on that? Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. The rest of that intro was pretty disturbing, though. The information ecosystem. What they want is an ecosystem where everybody, whatever you hear on MSNBC or CNN, it just gets echoed. And if you're not echoing that, you will be canceled. That's the way they want to operate. And I don't like being lectured on the limits of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution by anyone, but particularly not by someone who doesn't have an American accent. I don't know. Call me a nativist. Call me a xenophobe. But, I don't need someone with a foreign accent telling me what the Bill of Rights is all about.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Dementia Joe has been speaking in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where the sun is out, and it's a rather blinding spring sun, and he's got on his 1970s aviator shades, and we haven't put the thing together, but I think we got one cut. Okay, we got one cut already coming in. They'll be rolling in, and I don't know what his schedule is, but it's really nice the way they, from my perspective and your perspective as listeners of the show, every day now it's at 2:30. I don't know. Is he asleep at 4:30? You know, I didn't think the early bird special starts in the White House mess until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why does he have to speak so early? But I'm not, I shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth because we have it all to ourselves every afternoon. So let's listen to the first cut from Louisiana.
And I sat down, he said, how much money do you spend in your campaign? And I said, well, sir, and this is going to shock you. I said, a little over $285,000, but then I had to borrow some money and to get through it. And I just won barely by less than a half a percentage point. And he said, well, he said, good thing you won. And I said, how's that? He said, well, he said, you got yourself a $38,000 deficit. And I said, yes, sir. He said, well, if you hadn't won, you just have a plain old deficit. Now you can have a deficit party.
He loves affecting accents.
He sure does. He sure does. He got called out. We'll talk about that one we played on Friday, the Italian accent, which was really a demeaning accent, you know, talking about Angelo Neri, but he, the Amtrak conductor. But it gets worse. It gets much worse than just his accent. I mean, you know, a Republican who spoke in these kind of accents, whether it's the deficit or put y'all back in chains, or you have to have an Indian accent to go into a Dunkin' Donuts, not to work in a Dunkin' Donuts or to own one, but to go into a Dunkin' Donuts. Think about if a Republican was trying to do that. Grace just sent me a note here. You're happy with his schedule. I am not. I guess you're not, Grace.
And I also want to thank President Wren, union president, ALCIO, there you are. I couldn't find you.
Did he say the head of the CIO? I think they combined the AFL, American Federation of Labor Unions, and CIO, Congress of Industrial Organizations. Didn't they combine those about 70 years ago? Kind of like there hasn't been an HEW in 40-plus years, but he doesn't call it even the HEW. He calls it Health and Education, not Health and Human Services. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. That's Joe Biden. Incidentally, we've been talking more and more about what's going on in Windham, New Hampshire. We got some VIPs here from New Hampshire. And the president of the United States, or the former president, Donald J. Trump, put out a statement today, if you haven't heard about it. Congratulations to the great patriots of Windham, New Hampshire, for their incredible fight to seek out the truth on the massive election fraud which took place in New Hampshire in the 2020 presidential election. The spirit for transparency and justice is being displayed all over the country by media outlets which do not represent fake news. People are watching in droves as these patriots work tirelessly to reveal the real facts of the most tainted and corrupt election in American history. Congratulations, Windham. Look forward to seeing the results. So that's good. That's good. Everybody in Windham, give yourselves a hand. It's good news. 844.
How did he first hear about that whole fiasco, Howie?
I believe he called someone from New England, from Massachusetts, who he associates more with New Hampshire than Massachusetts, back to the table and said, anything going on? And that was me, and I mentioned it to him, and he looked over at Corey.
Mago.
And he looked over at Corey, who was sitting across the table from him, as if to say, Corey, you're from Windham. Why didn't you tell me about this? And Corey said, I'll get back to you, Mr. President. I'll get back to you on that. Now Corey's keeping him informed. I'm glad it's going on, and it's something that it's good that they're trying to get to the bottom of it. Maricopa, now they're not going to audit the signatures. I don't know. I don't think that's a good sign. It's going to be hard to tell which ballots are fraudulent or not. It wouldn't have any effect anyway. Trump and Pence are not coming back before 2025. But still, it's good to have all this this on the record, and I hope they get to the bottom of it.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Man, he is so weak. How could they put him out there in the sun like that? You know, he's not a mad dog or an Englishman. He doesn't. Why is he going out in the midday sun like that? It's hot out there. I bet there are a lot of mosquitoes already down there in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Whew. Okay. All right. Hey, update on Gretchen Whitmer. Remember she told the state of Michigan to lock down for spring break, and then she flew off to Florida to visit her allegedly ailing father? Well, it gets worse. It gets worse. She didn't take a commercial airliner out of Detroit. She took a private jet. And it wasn't even her own private jet. This was one of these private jets that's owned by a bunch of businessmen, or they lease it or something.
Was it a flying squirrel?
No, it was like a flying squirrel. It was a Gulfstream G280, and it could accommodate 10 passengers. I'd say that's about the size of a flying squirrel, like John Kerry has. But so she went to these guys, these businessmen, and they have. They have business, or they all have dealings like most big businessmen with the state of Michigan. So it was basically a shakedown. And they're going, they quote one of them as saying, we wondered why she reached out to us instead of booking a private charter. But you can't tell a governor no. Who needs that kind of trouble? So then, now, another thing she said was that she spent 2 days in Florida. She flew down to West Palm to visit her ailing father. Actually, she spent 4 days. And the fourth day, she didn't leave until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So she had the whole day. She didn't get back to Detroit till it was almost dark. The reporter who broke this story said the anonymous businessmen all have major dealings in and with the state of Michigan. It is not clear if Whitmer traveled or alone or took others with her. So she's been crying the buckets to the Washington Post and other left wing outlets about how she's being pilloried and it's unfair to criticize her for helping her father and all that. But anyway, apparently a couple of days after she came back from Florida on the private jet, Great Lakes News spotted her father, Richard Whitmer, back in the state at a shopping center in Lansing. He was seen getting into a Tesla and driving away. Oh, so he's so sick that he was able to go out to a shopping center in his $80,000 or $100,000 or $120,000 car by himself. Isn't that nice? Great. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and we're going to have more Joe Biden cuts as we go through the day here. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from life break where you go hide in your bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store, the Karens, the one-way aisles, the masks, the social distancing, the death stares from all the brainwashed moon bats. You don't have to go through that. You can order out from HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers right to your door. This isn't takeout or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. I'm going to order another box this weekend when I have a little time. And, you know, it's so great when you order it, the box arrives, you unload it, and all of a sudden your refrigerator's full, and you don't have any hassles. Like I said, you don't have to gird yourself to go to the supermarket and deal with all the BS that makes what used to be a fairly pleasant experience a not pleasant experience.
And it's probably saving you money, too, because you're not getting the extra stuff at the grocery store. You're not picking up that extra box of crackers or cookies or whatever.
Right. Right. When I go to Market Basket, Grace can tell you this. Sometimes they have the Market Basket generic cookies on sale, two boxes for $5. I go straight for them. I mean, they're delicious, but do I really need those extra calories? That's another thing you avoid by shopping with HelloFresh. You avoid the temptations. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact free. You're gonna learn new ways to prepare old favorites like a boneless chicken breast. Or a cheeseburger, you'll learn new stuff like a Tex-Mex pork enchilada bowl. I mean, new stuff, and it's really good. And they even give you the seasonings that make it a little exotic, a little different from what you're used to cooking. You also get easy to follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Car Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Car, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we have another returnee here today, and you're going to love it. Everybody loves it. They go really fast. It's a gift certificate to the Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, Mass. Housed in the middle of the Saugus historical commercial stretch, the Route 1 Grill House, where the barbecue is tender and the drinks are flowing. Route 1 Grill House carries a wide menu from healthy dishes to hearty Italian fare. No matter what flavors you're looking to enjoy, they guarantee that it doesn't get any fresher or tastier than Route 1 Grill Steakhouse. While supplies last, and they're going to go very fast, purchase a $50 gift card to Route 1 Grill House for just $25. With us to tell us more about Route 1 Grill House and today's cheap bastard deal is Jeff Floramo. Jeff, the food is great again. Thanks for sending over a good hearty buffet of great food.
You're welcome, Howie. Did you get a taste of everything?
I did. The sausage was particularly good. I really enjoyed the sausage. It's very fresh. Is that locally made?
Yeah, those are Bianco sausages.
Yeah, very good. And, of course, I like the steak tips are fantastic. The chicken parm, everything is good. You got a great place and very reasonable prices too, Jeff.
Yes, we are. For the area, we definitely are.
So now what's your situation with dining? I know the rules are being relaxed, but I think the last time we spoke, you were doing some stuff in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, we are actually building an enclosed deck, more like a three-season room.
Yeah.
Seats about 50 people. We already have a small outside seating area that holds about 20 people. But this one's going to be more of a permanent, like a roof over it. It's going to be really nice when it's done. We're just waiting for the weather to cooperate a little bit with us, and hopefully we'll be done by Memorial Day.
Oh, that's great. So what are your hours? I know most people are going, most restaurants are going back to more of a normal hours. What are your hours back to now?
We're 7 days a week. We've always been, but now we've, keeping the kitchen open a little later on the weekends. So Monday, Sunday through Thursday, 12 to 9, and then Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, the kitchen. And then the bar's open till whenever it starts to die down.
Yeah, and do you have any trouble getting help, or are you doing okay?
Yeah, right now we are, like everybody else in the industry, we're struggling getting help. I actually just, right before you called, I just did an interview and I hired a gentleman. Hopefully he works out. But, everybody wants the government handouts and stay home.
I know.
It's time to go to work.
I know. It is. It is. I saw the governor of Montana just said we're going to get out of this this unemployment program and we're going to start offering bonuses to people who go back to work rather than staying on the couch.
They should.
That seemed like a really wise thing to me. Yeah.
I agree. I think so.
So what's the number one seller at the Route 1 Grill House, Jeff Floramo?
Our steak tips are our number one seller. The ribs are up there as well. But, even though we're known for steak, our seafood is out of this world. Our haddock, we use a local fish company, and our haddock is spectacular.
Yeah, that's what the mailroom manager had.
Today, did they like it?
Oh yeah, she loved it. The VIPs I got here are nodding their heads. I think they're going to have some heavy duty haddock as soon as the break starts. But this is a great place, Route 1 Grill House. This is a fantastic deal. It's a $50 gift card for just $25. They're open 7 days a week, right up on Route 1, where you've been a million times, and this is one of the newer places around. And it's a great, great place. And again, steak tips, barbecue, the sausage is great. The gift cards are going extremely fast. Get on board. We always appreciate you coming on with us, Jeff. And we look forward to enjoying the food here this afternoon at the Howie Car Show. And see you soon. That's Jeff Floramo, Route 1 Grill House, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Move quickly if you want to get those gift certificates to the Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. They're about two-thirds gone, but there are a few left. So go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, $50 gift certificates for $25. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you received at least one shot of any of the vaccines?
And again, I'm not being judgmental here. I just want to know. I just want to get an idea how many people have gotten the shot. Yes, I have.
54% say yes.
Wow, that's all. That's okay. So that's well, but we'll see how it works. This is still early going. I think they're saying that in Massachusetts anyway, 2/3 of the adults have gotten the shots. I don't know, or at least one of the shots.
A lot of my friends have gotten the shots.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, too, are getting one shot, and then they're looking at, you know, all these numbers and thinking about how, you know, the lockdowns are going to continue, and they're still telling you to wear a mask. So they're saying, what the hell am I doing this for?
And they don't go in for the second.
Right. Exactly.
And they've survived thus far.
I I don't think a lot of people, you know, who you see out on the street are really that worried about surviving, you know? I mean, maybe the people that are still indoors that haven't come out for a year, they're concerned about it. But most people of whatever age group, I don't think are too worried.
Yeah. And I think that goes to show, like, when people get so up in your face about not having it on or not having it on properly, it's like, if you were this afraid that this thing was going to seep out of my mask right now, you probably just shouldn't be out here wherever we are, at the restaurant, in the hallway. You should probably just be at home.
Right. And certainly not dancing.
We could be dancing, yeah.
Let me just say one more time, too. Thanks to Charlie Parker on behalf of every restaurant owner in Massachusetts for waiting to end the 6-per-table limitation until after Mother's Day, just to make it a little more difficult for all concerned, customers and restaurateurs alike.
And moms. This one's for you, Mom.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think Charlie Parker's running for re-election, Grace. I was looking at his financial statements today. Do you know how much money he raised last month?
How much?
$9,000.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
That's not a lot, is it? That's not a lot for a state reps race.
His war chest is going to make Marty Walsh's look even bigger in comparison.
He's down to like $500,000. Mara's got $3 million.
Yeah, and I kind of go by what you say, Howie, on this one. It's like, I don't really care if there's another Republican or Democrat because we had a Republican and he hasn't helped at all.
Right.
He's worse than a lot of the Democrat governors. So, I mean, who could be worse than him right now?
Right. I agree with all the people that, you know, they always say, well, you people hate Charlie Parker, but wait till Mara Healey gets in there. And then the response is always, how could it be any worse?
Yeah, like what could she do? If anything, we just have some, you know, new material.
Right.
A new voice giving us the speeches.
Telling us to hold it. If you don't like men in the ladies' room, just hold it. Because that is indeed what she has said in the past.
Baker has, I mean, it's not that he was ever this phenomenal speech giver, but even just lately, it seems like he really has no dogs in this fight anymore. He's just,
yeah.
No passion. No enthusiasm. No happiness.
One of my favorite cuts, quotes from Macbeth, from Macduff, as he describes King Macbeth in his final hours. Those he move only in command, nothing in love. That sums up the Baker administration pretty nicely, I would say.
Yeah, and because it's like, would you rather be feared or loved? In this case, he's neither, which is probably the worst thing ever. People just feel indifferent.
Right.
They're like, ugh, here he is, eye roll.
He comes on TV. Where the hell is that remote?
I know.
Get it off. Okay.
Exactly. All right, now it's time for Grace's News. I wanted to start with this headline out of the New York Post. If you prefer city living over nature, you might be a psychopath.
Why?
Because, I'm going to tell you why. This is the part I highlighted. These findings are possibly reflective of big city residents failing to get the quality of life improvements that nature brings to less urban dwellers. That's just another reason that the cities are... Have you seen the headlines coming out of New York City lately? Scary stuff.
Right. Every day there's more anti-Asian attacks.
Yeah, but you don't hear about them anymore. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the members of a protected class are committing most of the attacks as opposed to Trump supporters.
Now, this is the part that I think you'll have the answer to. Researchers are still unsure, however, if nature is the chicken or the egg. Do city dwellers become more psychotic because of their lack of a connection to nature? Or does the lack of nature make urbanites more prone to becoming psychopaths?
This is some real jive in the New York Post. I'm not used to reading such nonsense.
New York
was a fun place to live until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but it's really gone downhill.
Oh,
it's sad. It's sad. In other news, Facebook Oversight Board upholds Trump ban, gives company 6 months to reassess. I'm sure you've seen some of the people that made up this board, Howie. Yeah. Not a bunch of MAGA hat wearers in that crowd.
No. Rolling Stone lyrics from Casino Boogie. Judge and jury walk out hand in hand.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the people on those things are lawyers, think tank people, professors. They all have had some post in their past where they've railed against Donald Trump. It's like, that's the best they could do?
Yes, it is. That's what they wanted to do.
And also how...
I love DeSantis' little board today. Did you see that? The stuff that they were outlawing in Florida under the new election reform laws?
No, I didn't see it.
They outlawed Zuckerbucks, and they actually put that on the board, Zuckerbucks, meaning the left-wing big tech media can't contribute money to facilitate the mass mailing of all these ballots that can be absconded by Democrat operatives.
I think the craziest thing about what's happening in this country is that at any point you could go to Florida and it's not happening there. Like I've been in Massachusetts for so long now that it starts to feel like, oh my God, what's happening to this country? And then other people say, oh, you should just go to Florida. It will restore your faith and humanity because everybody's just walking around like it's normal. And we have these examples we can look to that show us that it's not that the whole country's gone crazy. It's just specific parts of the country.
Right. And specific groups of people.
And some people are so crazy that they actually go to one part and then they come back to the other part.
Namely, big cities.
Yeah, big cities with all the psychopaths. Thank you, Taylor, for drawing that back in. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. I encourage everyone to check it out. If you're in the market to lease or buy, Toyota of Portsmouth is a great spot because, like we were just saying, it's more free than in Massachusetts. It's more regular America, and it's a sparkling, huge, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. I normally wouldn't add this story in, but because you are a newspaper man, Howie, I thought you might find this interesting. Hearst offers buyouts to all staffers in magazine sales and marketing. Hearst Magazines, which has mostly avoided layoffs since the pandemic began, said Thursday it will offer voluntary buyouts to all of its sales and marketing employees, as well as the digital ad agency in the U.S.
Magazines are in deeper trouble than even newspapers.
I don't know anyone who signs up for magazines.
No.
They give them away for free a lot, but I don't know anyone who has a...
Right. I mean, if you have a subscription to a magazine and you just say, I'm not getting this magazine anymore, it just keeps coming.
Yeah, they don't care.
It just keeps coming and coming and coming. I got a haircut the other day in Florida before I left. Brandon watches the show. Hey, Brandon, how you doing? The mailman came when I was getting my haircut. Do you know what he delivered?
What?
A Time magazine. Oh. You know how long it's been since I saw a Time magazine delivered somewhere?
I
probably will. It's probably the last time I will ever see it.
Did you scold your barber for subscribing?
I should have, but he looked a little chagrined that it actually arrived. It's kind of embarrassing, you know?
And that's the thing is we usually would say, oh, it's like at your dentist's office or your doctor's office, but I kind of find that that's insulting a lot of the dentists and doctors.
Oh, they complain. They text in and they say, how dare you say that about all of us?
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you?
And speaking of the Facebook stuff, I know this is in the intro, but I do find it amazing. Senator Ed Markey's kind of on a streak. Like, it's like he's going for being the worst Democrat in their entire party, which is hard because, you know, they have the squad. They have AOC, they have Ilhan Omar. But for an old man, Mr. Frosty, he's doing a pretty decent job at keeping up with the kids.
First elected in 1976 in a special election. They called
him Bicentennial.
Landslide Ed. He got, I think, 17% of the vote in a 9-man or 12-man race. And that's how he got the nomination.
And how he pleased tell people after it was his life dream to become a senator. How did he vote the first time? He made a real splash.
He spent years trying to figure out how he could get into the Senate. He actually ran for a while and then had to drop out because he knew that he would lose the Senate race and then he would have to go back to driving his ice cream truck to make a living. So he finally got elected when Kerry left to become the Secretary of State. And his first vote was on the red line in Syria, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Markey, how do you vote, yay or nay? Present! Present!
Yeah, well, now he's saying that he doesn't think, and that you guys heard it in the intro, he doesn't think there should be less online political censorship. He thinks there should be more of it. Can we play that cut, Taylor?
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
It's an interesting, you know, stance to take, mm-hmm. you know, wanting more censorship.
And he is the one who is going to decide what is a dangerous post. The guy who thinks that the football team in New England is still called the Boston Patriots.
He's going to be the Ministry of Truth.
Right.
Right after he's done heading up the Green New Deal.
Yes.
And obviously packing the Supreme Court. He's got a full plate right now.
Mr. President, American history was made last night. The Boston Patriots won the Super Bowl.
I think I know some stuff he'd like to take down. I wrote a Breitbart story about him a few years back. I went through all of this stuff. I think that's one of the things he'd like to erase from the institutional memory of the internet.
Do you think that's on his list? He's like, I don't think there's too much political censorship. I think there needs to be more. Have you guys heard of this guy called Howie Carr?
I saw him once. I've told you the story, Grace. I saw him once at the Video Link studio where they do live shots.
Oh yeah.
And he walked in and I was there and I said, I did a double take and I said, I think I'm having an hallucination because I'm in Massachusetts and I see Ed Markey.
You know, my dad saw him in Boston, Howie, the same day that Trump was acquitted of the first impeachment.
Yeah.
And the big headline on all the newspapers was no collusion. And my dad saw Ed Markey and I said, Dad, please tell me you said happy no collusion day. And my dad said, no, I didn't. He didn't think of it.
He's quite a man.
He's always wearing his therapeutic shoes.
Yeah, and his khakis and his white button up and no tie or blazer.
Yep. And he also carries rolls of dimes in his coat pocket so he can't be blown away in a stiff wind because he's such a lightweight. All right, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies. Sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable."
It's been running in the studio for a few days now since Howie's been back, and the air is so much cleaner. You can just feel it. It just feels easier on you.
It purifies the air, and the great part is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells for pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone starts telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you received at least one shot of any of the vaccines?
Yes, I have.
It's 50-50 now.
50-50. Okay. So we got somebody coming on here, Taylor, or not? Oh, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's there's a lot of stuff going on here with the taxes that are being proposed here. And one of them is Biden wants more higher taxes on capital gains than the communist China has. Kevin Frisbee, you're next with Howie Carr, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. He'll be back on in just a second. The current top rate on long-term capital gains in the U.S. is 23.8%, 20% plus the 3.8% investment income surtax, quote-unquote. Biden proposes to push the top tax rate to 39.6 plus the surtax, which makes 43.4%. In China, the top rate is 20%. Kevin Frisbee, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, how the hell does this make any sense whatsoever?
Howie, I've been studying and reading some of these reports and proposals, and I don't know what to say. I'm dumbfounded at what I've read. 61% potential tax on what he deems as wealthy people, that what they will leave behind will be taxed at 61%. How are people going to want to leave anything behind and leave the government 61%? Doesn't make any sense.
And he keeps saying, well, this isn't going to affect the really rich people. But yeah, maybe he's right technically, but what about all the people that the really rich people hire? They're going to have a hell of a lot less money to hire them, to give them pay raises, to invest in capital that's going to create more jobs. I mean, this is insanity. It's never worked.
Well, just like in 1993, when they first started taxing Social Security, they built it based on the income levels of 1993. And guess what? Everybody now basically is paying taxes on Social Security if you're collecting, because the income levels were never changed. So what they put for proposals together for what they deem as rich right now, in 15, 20 years, everybody's going to be leaving behind that money taxed to the government when they pass away.
Wow. So what can people do to avoid this, Kevin Frisbee from Frisbee Advisors?
Well, I don't know if anybody can avoid it. If you can maybe put some strategies in place to reduce the taxes on some of the assets by maybe doing some Roth conversions. We've been having a lot of conversation with clients doing Roth conversion strategies. I'm offering today, if somebody wants to call up the 800 number, it's 800-989-9100, a snapshot of our portfolios. So one thing you want to do is look at your portfolios currently, get a risk analysis, and then do a comparison. So I'm going to send out our portfolios and some of the returns of our portfolios for the last year or so people can compare.
What's that number again, Kevin?
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Okay, and again, I think the biggest risk right now is taxes. Joe Biden is the biggest risk going forward. Thank you, Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.